Welcome to Thanks for Sharing, the podcast where we explore all things recovery, healing, and relationship. I'm John T.
And I'm Jackie P. So I've been thinking lately, as in our groups here, we've been talking about steps 4 and 5 more specifically. And one of the stories that I've been thinking about as I've talked about this with various clients in various groups that I run is the Buddhist parable about the mustard seed. And so if you've heard this story before, sit back and enjoy, because it's a good one. And if you haven't, get ready. So the story goes that there is a mother whose child dies. And she is grief-stricken, and she is heartbroken, and she wraps the child in a linen cloth, and then she wraps the linen cloth around her body. And she is going to various people in her community, faith healers, witch doctors, trying to find ways that they can resuscitate and revive this child and bring this child back to life. And one of the tribal elders, as she's going to the various people, you know, begging them to help save her child and bring her child back, all of them are saying, I don't know how to help you. I don't know what to do. And one of the tribal elders says, but I know a guy. And there is this holy man on top of a mountain, and you've got to go to him, and I think he might be able to help you. And so she travels for 3 days up this mountain, and she finds this holy man. And the holy man says to her, I can help you, but I need to make a potion. And one of the potions, one of the ingredients in this potion that I need you to go get is mustard seed. But the mustard seed has to come from a home that has not had the son of darkness visit it. So there has not been suffering or death or grief that has visited this home. So the woman returns back to the marketplace and starts going home to home to find a home where she can get this mustard seed to take back to the holy man. And what she discovers as she's going home to home and asking for the mustard seed, and then asking, well, have you had death, or have you had suffering, or have you had tragedy strike your home, is as she was talking to the various people, she was sharing her story about why she needed the mustard seed, and they started sharing their story about why they could not give her the mustard seed, because they had had tragedy and they had had suffering come to their home as well. And as she talked to the neighbors, as she talked to the people in her community and shared with them and connected with them in the suffering and in the grief, what she eventually came to realize is that she could let go of this child and bury this child in the earth. And I love this story because, you know, the wise man didn't say to her, like, look, it's not going to work that way. And instead, what the wise man did is, you know, he said, I can help you. And he provided this pathway for her to start to grieve this loss that she was experiencing, but not to grieve it alone, and to start to connect with other people who had also experienced the suffering. And I think in the parable it talks about how, you know, she was sharing with her neighbors and community members, and asking, you know, if they were free from death, they would talk about how the living were few but the dead were many. And so it was one of those where, you know, again, in this story, it's talking about how all of us experience grief, all of us experience loss and suffering. And as we connect and as we share our stories with each other, it removes the sting like it did for this woman. And we're able to bury this in our own earth and continue to live.
At the end of another episode, we want to remind you that nobody has time for perfection. We are pursuing progress.
Remember the prayer of the perfectionist. Help me remember I can't do it all. Help me to take things one step at a time, and that the only step I need to focus on is the next right step for me. Help me to remember that life is a journey. Help me to be able to separate all that I'm learning from all that I have to do. Help me to remember that I am not alone, that I can ask for help. Help me to strive for frequent awakenings, not mastery. I am enough. Amen.
You can find more Thanks for Sharing at www.thanksforsharingpodcast.com or on Facebook or Instagram at Thanks for Sharing Podcast.
Disclaimer: this podcast is solely for the purpose of information and entertainment and does not constitute therapy, nor should it replace competent professional help.